His Holiness to Brown in his first American trip, the Dalai Lama.
President Swara and friends here today. I want to thank you and tell you how pleased I am to be here at this university today to speak to you. And I want to especially thank the organizers of this visit.
Now here, my speak become two parts. I would like to say something about my general feeling, and then second part, I will explain something about the Buddhist teaching. Certain theory, mainly the what we call law of karma or action. So now the first part about general my feeling or my view. Now here in the past. Past few weeks, wherever I go, I speak. This is my feeling. Now that is here, and that is the. Now the. You see. My mind goes that side. So now you see, here I'm, as he introduced, I'm Tibetan, came from something different country. Here the audience,
Silva,
American, something different country. When we think or when we look on the surface, there are many differences which say for me I must learn something new. But if we go in deeper and deep down, then I feel we are same. We are human beings. We are member of human family. Now, on that level, no differences between races or between nationality, between system or country, no differences. All are same. Now, all human beings, by nature, the feeling, desires. One desire, they want happiness and do not want suffering. That is all human beings are saying. Now, on that basis, we all, human beings, have the right, equal right, to obtain happiness. So, when I feel or I think on that level, the sameness, oneness, I can understand the other people's feeling, other people's desire, feeling. Then as I myself do not want suffering and want happiness, through that understanding or through that realization, I can develop some sort of respect, concern for others, you see, welfare. Now this gives me the some real, you see, warm feeling toward others. And feeling of closeness. So here, though, I mean, this is first meeting, I think, except, you see, a few, most of you are, this is first time to meet. But because, as I mentioned earlier, with that sort of feeling, and in my mind, or in my feeling, all people are someone who I already know. So on that basis, I express whatever I feel, whatever I thought. This, I mean, it seems, I mean, no barrier. If we emphasize on the superficial level, then there is barrier. If we, I mean, thinking in deep down, in deeper nature, then there is no barrier. So, with that understanding, with that, I mean, feeling, we can develop real, I mean, friendship, or real, I mean, closeness. With that, we can build a real harmony on the basis of respect each other, love each other. So, now you see, that is the real essence of all teachings, I think. Irrespective whether Buddhist or whether Christian or whether Judaism, in any religion, on that basis, the love, compassion, the harmony, trust, honest, on that level, I think all teachings are same. All are emphasis on these qualities, quality of these points. Now, as a human being, we have in our mind, there are two kinds. One side of our thought, like hatred, anger, jealousy, pride, too much attachment. These things are one side. With these thought, like anger. See, through anger, we created some trouble, unhappiness, unfortunate things, invited by anger, by hatred. On the other side, the love, kindness, respect other, less selfish. These feelings, these thoughts are the real sources of happiness. Through love, through compassion, we can achieve inner peace. Now you see, the outside circumstances very much related with our inner feeling. But equally in our own attitude, or our own mental attitude or mental way of thinking is equally, you see, important or kasore, very much influence on our, you see, daily life or in our feeling. Now, for example, two persons suffering under same circumstances, but you see the external circumstances is same, but because of internal attitude toward life, toward other, toward problem, because of differences on inner attitude. Attitude due to inner feeling or inner development or spiritual development. I think, you see, there may be great differences in the amount of suffering. So here, you see, we everybody do not want suffering. But suffering is more or less nature, there. Now basically, we human being, the death, old age, the suffering of disease, these are permanent, there. We have to face these problems, these suffering. And beside that, in our society, there are many problems. So in certain, so you see, the inner, the, I don't know, the the views and certain way of thinking is something. When we are facing these problems, the inner viewpoint is something very important. With certain, you see, our ideology or certain, certain mental attitude, we can much easier to bear this suffering. Now, on top of that, if you look the suffering, suffering and problems, the what kind of problems, we human society facing the problem which due to nature disaster. Now, these problems we cannot avoid. But at the same time, you see, many problems due to different ideology, different racial problem. Now, racial problem or problem due to, systems or ideology and different, nations. These things mainly created by ourselves. So usually I call these problems are man-made problem. So if we develop, adopt a certain attitude, then we can, in certain problems we can avoid or overcome easily, and if not, definitely we can minimize this problem. So here, our mental attitude, or you see, inner feeling is something very important in daily life as an individual, or also in our society, the mental, you see, attitude is something very important. So now the main thing is the human understand, the basic human understand and close feeling on the basis of love. Now you see, here if you think, who are, you see, more important, you or the others? The situation is the same. Your feeling and others' feeling, the happiness, wanting happiness and do not want suffering, that's the same. And also the right to obtain happiness is the same. But difference is I myself as just one person, single person. The other, limitless. So that, you see, that from the majority viewpoint, the others are more important than you. So you see, the one thing, for majority, one use. If you, one person or one being, serve for other. In our daily life, in economy field, we need some sort of genuine cooperation, continent to continent, Eastern, Western, Middle East, all sort of countries. If we have a mutual cooperation on the basis of love, respect to each other, sharing each other's suffering, then you see, for example, in now these days, the crisis of energy, crisis of oil, we can handle much easier if we have a certain feeling or understand. If through, you see, competition and hatred to each other, with these, inner feeling, you very difficult to find a right solution. In history, when you see certain problem arise, trying a method which based on love and compassion, understanding, rather you see the certain method due to anger and hatred, then through this method, the ultimate is killing. War, atrocity, threat, pressure. Now through pressure, threat, the temporary, decision which take by through, threat, through, pressure. Under that, method, the solution is very temporary. Unless human mind here, without satisfaction, The verbal acceptance is not permanent. Very difficult to remain last. So you see, unless in deeper feeling, I mean complete satisfaction, we cannot believe something, I mean, kasore. We cannot say that is the permanent or lasting solution. So that it is absolutely necessary to try to solve these various problems through love, patience, respect other, human understand. This is, I always feel, something very practical and, I mean, what do you call it? Very practical need. practical need. Now, another word on this world, through other means, the all world leaders are already, you see, practice, already, I mean, trying their best. But still, we have plenty of problems. Within a society, within a country, there are problems. Nation to nation, there are problems. At the same time, nobody wants a problem. Everybody trying to solve these things. Yet, in certain genuine method, sometimes we are not much thinking of, not much kasore. Some sort of neglecting. So I always feel that now time is come. The through various religious institution, I mean institution, not institution, I mean through various, I don't know. Now my English is so poor, I could not express well. I apologize. So you see, through various, I mean, the various people, you know, who are believe importance of compassion, these things. Now they must, I mean, they must look or they must carry the more responsibility on the human society's problem.